It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and if you want to be part of Ask Alex, get some help, get some advice, get your question hopefully answered, at least, or get somewhere, a couple of ways to do that. 833-JOE-ALEX, you can call in. Also, the best way is probably to email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, and of course, social media. If you follow us at Joe and Alex Show, that's our Twitter and our Instagram, just send us a direct message, and we can get things set up there with a producer Porkchop and get you on like we have. This looks like we got Daria. Hey, Daria, you're on today for Ask Alex. What's going on?
Okay, so I could really use some non-judgmental advice.
We don't judge, right, Alex?
That's
no,
right.
No judgment here. Go ahead.
Only 50% of the time.
So for the past 2 years, I've had the biggest crush on my supervisor at work.
Yeah.
It started out as like this, just this tiny little like thinking he was cute, like a little baby crush, infatuation. And then over time, just working together and spending so much time together, it just turned into this like serious feeling that I honestly had to start seeing a counselor. It was that intense.
Whoa.
Yeah. So the reason why it's such a big deal is not only is he one of my bosses, which is horrible, he's also married.
Yikes.
Homewrecker.
Double yikes.
Homewrecker.
I'm not, though. I swear, I'm not the homewrecker type at all. Like, obviously, I would never, ever act on these feelings. I know how inappropriate it is, and I'm desperately trying to do everything I can to make them go away. It's just, I don't know. I've had several coworkers literally tell me how unhappy he is in his marriage. Both him and his wife are super unhappy. I guess they've separated, like, multiple times over the years. And obviously, that doesn't help my infatuation with him.
Yeah, because it's kind of making you think, like, okay, he might be willing to leave her soon or has been trying to leave her.
Come here. Daria will take care of you.
Daria, darling.
Yeah, you'll never be alone.
I mean, we get along so well, and we constantly joke around, and we just have such a good time with each other. It's very relaxed. But, I mean, recently I've been trying to avoid him as much as possible, just seeing if that would help at all, and it hasn't. But, like, my feelings are just so out of hand, and I'm just trying whatever I can to reel it all in. And it's just, the anxiety of it is just killing me. And it makes it so much worse because he's noticed that I've been dodging him. Like, I guess he had a conversation with one of my other coworkers about it and brought it up to her that he's super upset that I'm dodging him and
Ooh.
Is, like, concerned that he did something wrong.
Oh, no. He's missing your attention. Maybe he is into you.
Yeah, I mean, I can't help but think that a little bit. I don't want to, but I'm just at a complete loss for what to do.
I think you should quit the job. I think you should quit the job, and then I think you tell him your feelings and see what he says.
That is, no offense, Alex, the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You don't quit a job because you got feelings for somebody. Who's going to pay your bills if she does that? That is just insane. Daria, hang on. We actually already got some people calling in this morning, and you can join in the conversation too. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Grace, first of all, what do you think about the situation with Daria?
Hi. Well, Daria, I wish you the best of luck. I can sympathize. I have had crushes on people who are just not available for me, and I think the best way is just to remove yourself from the situation. Maybe, like Liv was saying, maybe transfer to a new job.
That's what I was saying. It's Ask Alex.
But it sounds like advice from Liv. Oh, just quit your job. It's okay.
Yeah.
You don't need a job.
Because I have liked people that were completely unavailable for me. When I was in high school, I had the biggest crush on this guy, and I like had no idea why he was not into me. As soon as we graduated high school, he came out as gay.
Ooh.
So you just got to give them some time to figure out the situation. He obviously had no idea that he was gay. You know, it sounds like this guy has no idea what he wants to do with his marriage.
I think we've all been there, Grace. We've all been there with the accidental gay like.
But see, what if this guy is...
I've been there like 4 times. I don't know why, but my gaydar is like the best and the worst. Because every guy I like is gay.
There you go, Grace. Thank
you. So many people relate to that one. Let's just play devil's advocate and say, hypothetically, this guy is trying desperately to get out of his marriage, but he is just, you know, and he does have feelings for Daria, but he's too scared to act on them because he is married and the boss. So what if all it takes is Daria saying something? I'm just throwing that out there just as a, you know,
that's
an alternative thing.
Alex, I want you to think about this. Daria, don't give me your answer either. I want you to think about this. What if you do something like we used to do back in elementary school and you have somebody hand up a note saying, do you like Daria? Check yes or no.
Don't do that.
That might be something. Don't give me your answer yet. But hey, Daria, hang on. We got some calls coming in. Hey, Madison, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's up?
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing good. What do you want to say?
So mine's a workplace thing too. I've liked a guy for a number of years and I just found out his best friend likes me. So I would say grab the opportunity while you can and talk to them.
Really? Like at work she should bring this up? What should she say?
No, not at work, like after work, or like keep it professional at work.
But he's married.
I don't think that he should I don't think he should leave his wife, but I think she'll feel better if she tells him.
But he's married.
We just got a tweet that says marriage is just a piece of paper. It shouldn't matter.
Wow.
That is not it.
Oh, my gosh. See, that's just like, first of all, I want to go back to your point, Alex. I do not think, Daria, you should be quitting your job, no matter how much you like him, or even he says, yeah, Daria, I really like you. You should, if he told you, like, you should quit this job so we can be together, like, no, you need to have an income. You need to have a job. Live the web, girl. What's up?
Someone on Twitter said, you don't get your meat where you get your bread. So that's her advice. Don't bring it up.
Yeah, don't poop where you sleep or something like that.
I just think, like, Daria, if you bring it up, then you need to tell him the truth. So, like, you quit and you say the reason why is, look, I have feelings for you that are inappropriate. You're a married man, but I think you should know. So you're not trying to necessarily tell him, leave your wife for me, but you're leaving it open. Like, look, I know it's not appropriate because you are married and you're my boss. And if you are truly unhappy in your marriage and you were planning on leaving anyway, now you know my feelings. I think that's, like, the best compromise.
That is terrible. You're telling her to leave her job. That is a terrible compromise.
I'm just so embarrassed. Like, what if, I don't know, like, what if it gets around the office, and what if he really doesn't like me, and then it turns into this whole big thing? Like,
well, that's why
so
you gotta
much.
Quit. Because it will get out in the office, and it will be embarrassing. So you have to have another job lined up before you do this.
If you want to be together with him, then there is going to be a big thing. There's obviously going to be a divorce involved, anything like that. So if you don't want to be together with him at all, then I just think that you quit, you don't bring it up, you never see him again. Or if you really want to see if he could be interested, then you do bring it up, but it will cause a big thing. But the price is that you could end up with him.
Let's talk to somebody. We're going to call them Anonymous. Hey, Anonymous, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you want to say?
I was going to say life's too short and he's obviously unhappy. She should go after it.
What is wrong with all you home wrecking women? Seriously, he's married.
Wait, time out. It would be a completely different story if he was happy and things were great, and obviously he's not. And again, life is too short.
It doesn't
to be living
matter,
unhappy.
Though. As a guy that knows his wife probably is unhappy sometimes being married to him, talking about me, that doesn't mean that we should drift apart when we have fights or arguments. It's for better or for worse. It sounds like it might be a worse situation, but you don't open the gate for people to come in.
Well, I mean, but if it was just a fight, then it would be, you know, fight and done. And everybody fights. There's a difference between fighting and being truly unhappy.
Becky, how many homes have you wrecked?
Anyway.
Ah! Exactly. Thank you, homewrecker. We appreciate it.
We're not homewreckers. We're hopeless romantics. There's a difference.
Oh, okay. It's just like a rom-com kind of. It's funny, even though we're destroying lives.
No, that would just be delusional.
All right. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's do one more call real quick. Shamika, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and you're going to say an F word. What is the F word? How you feel?
I'm flabbergasted. I don't see how a woman would say, I think you should just go ahead and let him know how you feel. Her feelings are irrelevant. He's married. And if he's unhappy, he needs to be a man and decide, is he that unhappy and just leave her? Or he needs to stay and work his marriage out. Him being unhappy has nothing to do with her. And you're going to have some for people you work with because you spend all day with them. But that's no reason to break up someone's marriage or to play a part in it.
Shamika, I think you hit it right on the head, and I think I'm going to start using the word flabbergasted more often in my daily lingo, okay?
You're welcome.
Thank you. We love you.
Good advice.
Yeah, Daria, what do you think after hearing this? What are you going to do?
I honestly don't know. I mean, I don't want people to think I'm a homewrecker. That is not in any way my intention. I do not want to do that. It's just a tiny part of me is like, what if he's my soulmate? And then I miss out on the chance because he's scared and I'm scared and I don't know. I think I just need to think on it some more, and then I think I might just end up telling him at some point and see what happens.
Okay. You need to think on it, or you need to sleep on it, wink, wink. Just kidding.
I don't know about all that.
Hey, Daria, thank you for calling in today for Ask Alex. If you ever want to get through and do that yourself, it's really easy to do. All you have to do is follow us on social media, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show, or send us an email. It's joeandalexshow@gmail.com.